The largest poultry plant in the Central Valley remains closed, and as Alice Daniel reports, that's been tough for many struggling immigrants in the small town of Livingston, about an hour north of Fresno.
A church bell tolls in the distance as a group of Punjabi men and women sit and talk outside their apartment complex. Within walking distance looms the steel-gray Foster Farms plant. It employs about 3,500 people, including many of these residents.
That's a big plant around here, and so that's the only work they have.
College student Inder Kaur says she and her mother came here from India 4 years ago. Like many immigrants in Livingston, Kaur's mom works on the production line at Foster Farms and lives paycheck to paycheck. But the plant voluntarily shut down this past Sunday to expand safety measures. This came only a day after federal inspectors lifted a 3-day suspension because of a cockroach infestation. Kaur translates for her mother, Harjeet, who says she is anxious about lost work hours.
She's saying like the Foster Farm did affect them because like it's closed since a few days and then they're not making any money since then.
The mayor pro tem of Livingston, Gurpal Samra, says his family came from the state of Punjab in 1970. His parents were among the first Punjabis to work at Foster Farms. Livingston is a hardworking immigrant town, he says, about 20% Punjabi and 70% Latino. Missing a day of work is hard on the wallet, he says, let alone a week.
I believe they're the hardest workers. But hardest workers means they have to struggle just like anybody else. Every paycheck, every hour makes a difference for them.
The closures came 3 months after federal inspectors threatened to suspend work at 3 Foster Farms plants, including this one, because of a pair of salmonella outbreaks. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Livingston.